Hi, this is Carolyn Crocker. I was a research scientist and professor, but am now enjoying my retirement by writing books. In November of 2022, the book about my mother's childhood in the occupied Netherlands was released. It's called Brave Face, the inspiring World War II memoir of a Dutch-German child. In January, I'll be publishing another book, Unforgivable Through a Child's Eyes. Both books are narrative nonfiction. That is, true stories told as if they were fiction. One essential for writing historical books is research. The topic of this podcast is Do Your Research. Obviously, one reason is so that your book will be accurate. That's important. Who wants to read a novel set in the 17th century where the characters are watching television? How annoying is it that Star Trek characters dress according to the fashion of when the episodes were filmed? Not that we know what they'll wear in the future. But a reason for doing your research that was a surprise to me was that by doing research, I've been able to add to and even correct the historical record. For example, you could look up the bombing of the Kleikamp building in the Netherlands during World War II. You'd read that the Allies bombed this building on April 11, 1944. They did this to destroy civil registration files where the occupiers could find information about resistance fighters and Jews. Wikipedia, that great fount of information, also says that 61 people died. But when Mom and I were writing Brave Face, I heard more, because she was an eyewitness. Most other folks at the time were doing what would have been sensible during a war, sheltering. Not Mom and her sister. They were hanging out at a nearby playground. Their mother had told them what to do if bombers came by, which is mind-blowing to me, but they were outside on the teeter-totter, just going up and down. When the bombers began flying over, Mom relates that she was at the bottom and her sister, Sieglinde, was at the top. Mom jumped off. Sieglinde got angry, rubbed her bottom, and stormed home. Mom remembered what her mother told them to do and lay face down next to a stream. As each bomber circled by repeatedly and the bombs dropped, she hid her face and prayed. Finally, it was over. Before even getting up, Mom relates that she could smell fire and hear screams. She looked at the building in horror, noticing Nazi soldiers guarding it so that nobody could get out. Mom ran home and threw herself on her mother's lap, totally unable to speak. Her father came home later and reported that hundreds died. But that's not what's reported online. So who's right? It makes sense that the Allies would want to minimize the damage they did to a country they were protecting. But did they? Did they sanitize the record? Mom says she can still hear the screams. To this day, I know of no other eyewitness to that event. That's rather exciting, even if it leaves me wondering. So do your research. You may find something cool. Thank you for listening. To hear more about me and the books I write, go to ramblingruminations.com. That's ramblingruminations.com.